Yeah, it is tough. Yeah, look, every game in this league, as everyone here knows, that every game is tough, particularly away from home. And Galway are flying. They start the season brilliantly, in fairness. Like, everyone down here in Cork knows what Tommy did down here. He did great, and he's done a great job above. In fairness, they've invested heavily in the likes of Flaherty, John O'Sullivan, Kevin Devaney, top players in this league, and I'd say they have a real statement to try and maybe go and win the league or qualify for Europe at the very least.
And their home form has been exceptional. They've won their three games and haven't conceded a goal.
Yeah, they're very solid at the back. As you say, they've three clean sheets out of three home games. Not more you can ask for. And it'll be a tough game for us, but we have to be ready for it from the start. So,
disappointed, obviously, after last Friday night.
Yeah, it was just like the mate. It was just disappointing how we started the game. I think we gave the initiative to Wexford, but I think outside of that, I'd say from the second half on, with the chances we created, the tempo we played at was a lot higher. And look, as everyone knows, on a night we could have had another few, but you have to take those chances. So,
John made a point after the game, and looking back, and he's probably right. The break for the lads being picked up by the international under 21 team, it seems to have taken the momentum off, doesn't it? You were off for over 2 weeks. I know you'd like a break like that later in the season, but it kind of away to Sligo, draw home to Wexford, the draw. So kind of,
yeah. Look, I know, like, we had a break obviously after the Dundalk game, with the Rovers game, with the lads being involved with the 21s. But look, that's still, I wouldn't use that as an excuse. Like Sligo, we just didn't play that well, I thought, to be honest. And the other night we just left it too late to start, to be honest. But look, I know breaks aren't ideal, especially when we had two good wins leading up to it. But look, this week's another game, so look, we'll prepare right. We'll train yesterday, train this morning, and we'll prepare right for Galway on Friday.
Kevin O'Connor took a nasty knock. What's the story with him for this weekend?
He's doubtful at the moment. He wouldn't be. He still has a chance, so we're just hoping he'll be assessed now again tomorrow and Thursday, and probably Friday morning before we leave, just to see how he is.
And Michael McSweeney's okay. He trained fully today. So
he did a bit today, yeah. So hopefully he gets no reaction. As long as he gets no reaction, he should be available.
That would leave John Cavan as the only kind of definite.
Yeah, like, in fairness, we've had good numbers back. Like, we had a few knocks, but they've all seemed to clear up outside the likes of Kevin now and Michael. As long as he gets no reaction, and Ben all the same, as long as he gets no reaction from his, we should be outside of them now. They'd be the only ones that'd be doubtful. Yeah, it's lucky he just did a small bit again this morning. He didn't do full. It's just a matter of, as you say, now, just hope he comes through today, okay, and we'll find that out Thursday morning.
Galway's home form obviously has improved a lot. It was a bit of their Achilles heel last season. But this season they're flying.
They're flying. They start the season brilliantly. Pardon?
Would you expect them to have a go?
They're at home. It's up to the home team to have a go. But look, we'll be looking to have a go as well. So, but of course, you'd expect them to go. They're at home. They get a good crowd. As you say, their home form has been brilliant. So, look, it's just up to us to be ready and look after ourselves, really. Make sure we're ready.
The best defence in the league, getting 22 goals against.
Pardon?
Cork are going up with their best defence
in
the league.
But look, over the last 2 years, we've been brilliant that way. Like, Mark McNulty in goal, and the lads who played in front of him for the last 2 years. And I know, like, the likes of Kenny who's come in, and Bonesy, Owen O'Connell who's come in, have been brilliant too. So, look, we know we're sound that way anyway. So it's just up to us to take the initiative and start the game well, and make sure we're at and concentrate on our own game.
Just one goal scored in the last two games as well, John. John Coughlin said after the game last week that there'll be extra shooting practice and training this week. Has that been the case?
Yeah. We did a good bit today now, so we had a very good session this morning, and the boys, in fairness, they all look sharp. So, and I no doubt, fellas, look, I know we didn't only one goal in the last two games, but as you say the other night, you have to take the positives out of it. We created, I'd say, 20, 30 chances probably over the 90 minutes, particularly after we went one down. And look, if we keep creating those chances, no doubt that whoever plays will score goals. So
it's not a worry at this point, so?
No, the worry is if you weren't creating them, if you were struggling to break teams down, like the other night, I know we didn't score, but as I say again, the chance we created was just phenomenal, really.
You've been away from home now quite a bit, so four home games coming up in the next 2 weeks. It's a busy time.
Yeah, it is a busy time. It's a heavy schedule now from Friday with Galway, and then we're into Monday with Waterford. So, but look, we just get through. We just take each game as it comes now and try and get a bit of recovery in between. But the main thing is now we go on Friday and perform up there and get 3 points.
Yeah, very happy to be back. It's been a long 5 weeks. Even though 5 weeks doesn't seem long, it seems very long when you're injured. But disappointing for you was that we didn't get the 3 points. That was the main thing, really. But happy to be back.
And happy overall with the start that the team has made?
Yeah, there's a lot of positives to take from the start of the season. We've only conceded 2 goals, so we look very strong at the back and solid, and we've got a lot of creativity up front, and we can score goals. So it's a lot of positives to take, but a long way to go, yeah.
That's kind of dried up in the past 2 games, hasn't it? But like early on, you were scoring goals for fun, and
well,
you couldn't buy a goal in the second half last Friday night.
But I wouldn't worry about that, because we've scored so we created so many chances. We had probably easily 10 goal scoring chances. So it was one of those nights that it wasn't going to go in. So I wouldn't worry about us not scoring a goal, because we created a lot of chances. Another night did it go in.
Do you feel you're making up for last time, Gary, with the injury? You missed the start of the season effectively. You know you're in, so
well,
take your chance.
Hopefully, that's all I can do, really. Take my claim, and I thought a couple of chances in the game. And maybe if I had a couple more games, I would have taken those chances, but I'm just happy to be back.
And you're happy playing in that position?
Yeah, I'm happy to play anywhere as long as I'm in the team, as I'm contributing to the team, and we're picking up points and stay on the top of the table.
What about Friday night? Tell me the Tommy Dunn factor. Is that a plus or a negative in a way? You asked me that before,
is that?
He's trying to fill space.
You know what I mean? You know him so well, and he knows us so well.
Yeah, well, I was only saying to the Garrow, there would go. There's not many players since left, since I think it's only 4 or 5 since Tommy was here. But Tommy's done very well with Galway, and I got on very well with Tommy, so his team were playing well. So, but he approached the game like we approached the game. We both won 3 points, and everything else doesn't really matter.
And their own form has been excellent. We were sent to John there, like they've won 3 of the last 4.
I think they're unbeaten at home, is that a day?
No goal scored.
So, yeah, it'll be very tough. Another away game is very tough, and going to Galway will be tough, but we'll have to be on top of our game, and we need to take our chances when we take them on, like last Friday night. So,
where would you see the kind of the threat from them, or did they pick obviously, if any Faraday's scoring goals,
yeah, but they've got 4 strikers that could easily play up front for them.
Yeah,
they've got Eamon Curran as well, they've got Parry Cunningham and Finney Faraday. So, they've got goals all around the park as well, in the middle, Eamon Connolly, Gary Shannon as well, and Devaney's very effective on the wing, so we've got to look out for their threats, but we've got plenty of threats as well.
Gary, after 2 draws in the last 2 games, is there pressure on you now to go off and get a win this Friday?
I suppose there's pressure on us every week to get a win, because the expectation at this club is massive. We want to be up there every year, and we want to win every game, as we expect ourselves to win, but sometimes that don't happen. We have off days, everybody has off days, and we'll go into the next game, look for 3 points again.
Cool. So, as a former captain of a Dover winning captain of the under 19 team, right, when you look at the 2 league tables on the underage, you must be happy with that Cork or top of both divisions.
I'm not surprised, really, because the people looking after him, Stuart Ashton, Paul Bodron, Stephen Birmingham, they're all winners, and that's all they want, really, is winners. So I'm not surprised seeing her doing well with the boys in charge.
And it's good to see guys like Keane Goldman. And
yeah, well, the main thing really is for the underage is to progress into the first team, like myself, then John Cavan, Danny Morrissey. That's the main thing. And a lot, if they're winning, then they're getting the habits, and hopefully they can make the step up.
Was there any bit of advice for fellas who just haven't kind of made it yet in that like Craig Donnan and Keane Coleman, Conor Ellis have come through?
Chidozzi.
Just for young fellas who are doing things, what do we have to do to get through?
Well, the thing I did really is just kept working on my game, kept working on off the pitch as well in the gym, and got really fit and got really strong and adapted myself to the first team, and took my chance when it come. That's what you have to take your chance when you get the chance.
Yeah. One question I forgot, I should have asked John really, but I ask you, they played 4-4-2 the other night, and Galway are something similar from what I can gather. They play Faherty and Corner Faherty and Cunningham up front.
Right.
Did you find that a difficulty with your own setup? Because it looked as if Maguire was getting the ball, but he seemed to be against the back four, if you know what I mean, rather than.
Well, Wexford, they played well, to be fair to him, and Eamon Murphy was dropping off well, and Greg didn't know where to go, and the centre half didn't know where to go, but they weren't really a threat, really, I didn't think, going forward, even though that was a bit of a hindrance compared to other teams that only play 4-3-3. But I thought they weren't really a threat going forward, and we were very warm in the second half. So yeah, we adjusted well, I thought.
Yeah, with the two banks of four, they got a lot of people behind the ball, didn't they?
Yeah, that was difficult in the first half. But games are always tight in the first half, and got the ball wide in the second half and got across into the box, made a lot of chances, and like I said, another day there was a good one.